Molinaro and his wife, Corinne Adams, earned just over $174,000 last year, the bulk of it from his salary as Dutchess County executive. They paid nearly $25,000 in taxes, and they received $27,000 in rent from a second house that they own in the village of Red Hook, for which they claimed a loss of around $15,000 for depreciation of the property. They also gave $1,000 to charity. Molinaro explained in late April why he was waiting until a few weeks past the April 17th filing date to release the details of his taxes.
I paid all my taxes, including my property taxes. I would say, in fairness, in this regard, we just wanted to make sure we have all the information accurately for you.
Governor Cuomo released his taxes in mid-April. They showed Cuomo made just over $212,000 from his salary as governor and from investments. He paid $55,000 in state and federal income taxes and gave $11,000 to a charity for the homeless that he founded over 30 years ago. Hours before Molinaro released his 2017 filings, Cuomo's campaign said the Republican candidate, who has held public office since he was a teenager, should release the past 10 years of his tax returns. Cuomo, speaking to reporters after an event in Rochester, says past candidates for governor, including himself, have released multiple years of tax statements.
And this has been Democrats and Republicans. George Pataki ran for governor. He released 14 years of taxes. I think I released 10 years of taxes. Elliot Spitzer released 10 years of taxes. So this is basic transparency.
Molinaro's campaign fired back at Cuomo, saying the governor, who has said publicly he is a property taxpayer, needs to prove that he actually pays those taxes. Cuomo does not own a home, but he lives with his girlfriend, Food Network star Sandra Lee. She has a house in Westchester. Cuomo has said that he splits all household expenses with her and pays half of her $37,000 in property taxes. The governor does not claim a deduction for the taxes on his forms. Cuomo's opponent in the Democratic primary, Cynthia Nixon, a successful actor, has not yet released any information about her taxes, though she said she filed for an extension. Extensions typically last around 6 months, so Nixon would not have to file a detailed tax return until mid-October, well after the September primary. Cuomo took an indirect shot at his challenger from the left, who has been gaining on him in recent polls.
My personal advice is, if you're unwilling to release your taxes, it probably means you have something to hide, and this is the wrong business to get into if you have something to hide.
Nixon told reporters in New York City that she would release more information on her taxes within a few days.
We will have everything out as soon as it's ready.
It has never been mandatory for candidates to release their tax returns, but for decades now, statewide candidates for office in New York have done so, as well as presidential candidates. The first candidate and now president to break with that custom is Donald Trump. He said he can't release his tax returns because they're being audited by the IRS. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.